scripture today is from John chapter 15, verses 12, 13, and 17. This is Jesus speaking. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. This is my command: love one another. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me, please? Lord, may your words be heard and done through us today, we pray. Amen. My birthday is in early March, and I've always thought of that as sort of the unofficial start of spring, even though in Missouri, where I'm from, you can still have some pretty wintry weather in early March. And that's what happened one year when I was a child. My birthday arrived not bringing warm breezes and blue skies, but bringing a cutting wind and heavy snow. It was snowing when I got up that morning, and it was still snowing several hours later when a very long, thin, heavy box was delivered to our front door. In that box was a swing set, shiny and red. I'm told my grandparents sent it, but I don't remember any of that. I do remember asking my daddy when he would put it together for me, and him laughing at me and saying, "Probably next weekend, baby, when it's warmer and not snowing." And I remember my childish reply. I said, "But Daddy, my birthday is today." Now, I don't recall any more conversation from that day. I don't remember how the heavy box got moved around to the backyard. The only other thing I remember about that whole day is sitting around the kitchen table with Mom and little brother, drinking hot chocolate, looking out the window as Daddy assembled my new swing set in the snow. With all that went on that great and exciting day, it seems funny to me that I don't even remember playing on the swing set, but Daddy assures me we did. The only picture that has stayed in my mind is that of my dad in the blowing snow, giving me what was surely the most extravagant gift I received that year, his self-sacrificing love. What does love look like to you? When have you felt the most loved and cherished? Flip for a minute through those memories in your mind and pull out a picture of love. Was it the day you were married? The day you and your intended pledged your undying love and loyalty? Is it a picture of any time someone said with words his or her love for you? More likely, it's a picture of someone acting out their love for you. Someone showing you by their actions how very special you are to them. Because words alone usually don't make us feel loved. The day I got my swing set, my father could have said, "Baby, I love you with all my heart. You are the light of my life, my favorite child, and a blessing to everyone who meets you." But that swing set is going to have to wait till the snow is gone. Now, Daddy's words of love may still have been true, but I wouldn't have felt his love like I did when he showed it to me with his actions. So, love to me looks like a swing set. And my daddy painted that picture of love with cold fingers, a couple of tools, and a pair of coveralls. What does love look like to you? The book of James says that our faith finds expression or is proven by our works. That's true about our love for others. It finds expression or is proven by what we do. In the Bible, love is an action verb. And Jesus said the greatest love of all is that which involves self sacrifice. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. What would it mean in your life for love to look like that? In a self-sacrificing way, how might your love look to others? Would it look like the football you used to play catch with your kids this afternoon instead of the nap and the newspaper they usually see? Could your love look like the tools and the oil that you use to finally fix the screen door that your wife has been griping about for 2 years now? Or maybe your love would be even easier to show. Something as simple as just looking at him when he speaks, even if you are tired or have a headache. Could your love look like a visit to that lonely neighbor? Just two people sitting around a table drinking sweet tea. Or could it be a skirt made by arthritic hands that goes poof when you twirl? These are simple things, inexpensive things. Most of them are easy things. If we're serious about showing other people what love looks like, if we're serious about doing what Jesus says, then these are exactly the kind of things we're going to be doing. We will be setting aside ourselves for the sake of others. A nickel here, a quarter there. Few of us will ever be asked literally to give our lives for those we love. But all of us every day have the opportunity to show other people exactly what a self-sacrificing love looks like. We paint a picture of love for our neighbor when we help him cut down a tree or clean a fence row. We draw a sketch of love when we write a check to a missionary, even if that means we have to delay some purchase we want to make. We can shape and mold a living sculpture of love when we encourage that youth facing doubts and lacking self-confidence. You see, we can talk all day long declaring our love for our children, our spouses, our friends. But it's not until they see us lay aside ourselves in favor of them that they will truly feel our love. It's when we finally get out the tools and begin putting together that swing set that our love for them is proven. We express our love by what we do. Love is an action verb. And the person who taught us this is Jesus. Jesus didn't spend his life just talking about his great love for us. He didn't just talk about loving children. Jesus stopped what he was doing and welcomed children, invited them into his presence, putting aside every demand that other people were making of him. Jesus didn't just wish those around him good health. He healed everyone who asked, even when they came to him as an interruption. Jesus didn't just talk about forgiveness, but he forgave and restored and healed Peter, a close friend who pretended not even to know Jesus when Jesus most needed a friend. And Jesus wasn't just slapping his gums together here in today's passage when he talked about a self-sacrificing, lay down your life kind of love. Because Jesus acted out that love for us vividly a few hours later when he allowed himself to be nailed to a cross for someone like you, for someone like me. Jesus painted the world's clearest picture of love when he painted his blood on a Roman cross. That's the defining moment in all of history, the day God himself drew a picture of love with his own flesh and blood and then hung it there on the cross for all the world to see. What does love look like to you? A shiny red swing set? across red with blood. Both are pictures of love. One human, one divine, both are pictures I hold precious and dear. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, show us your love with such clarity that we never again doubt it, and that we're so filled up that we can't help but show it. Help us today to live and love like your people. We thank you, Jesus, for showing us who God is.
We know that God gave the ultimate, Jesus gave the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate act of love. And I don't know how many of you have been following the Amish shooting or not, but if you haven't, what the Amish people have done, they went to his family, his house, and they forgave them, which is a tough thing. I know it had to be hard to do, but an awesome act of love as well. So I ask that you would go forth this week as you go through the week and through the next days. Be observant around you and in your homes and see what acts of love you see as God works. Go in peace and have a great day. Amen.